I had the dream to go to the best universities in the world to continue my doctorate, to become a scientist. I was offered full funding to come to the US and start teaching in physics department, and at the same time doing my PhD. My name is Mohammad Reza Sadrian. I'm 31 years old, a PhD student at UNR. My city back in Iran is probably 8 hours far from the capital of Iran. It was about 9 or 10 a.m. in the morning, January 22nd, 2017, that I took my flight. I saw from the airplane window that everywhere is snowy on the ground in Reno. I used to live in a pretty big house back in my country with a big yard. After getting here, I had to live in a small studio with a shared kitchen. And I didn't like it at all, but I had to. It was just the beginning. It was hard, to adjust. I haven't got here easily because I did work by my own. No one helped me out. Even $1 to get here, so I did all with myself. There are probably more than 60 or 70 Iranian PhD students at UNR. They are mostly in engineering departments. It's been 2 years and 3 months I'm here, and I helped a lot of them to settle down. Yeah, I'm in my friend's apartment, and he's moving out from his apartment, so I'm gonna help him out to get the stuff out of his apartment. Yeah, I helped them to move in, move out. I helped them to change their home and to get home or go for groceries or whatever. One of my closest friends is from India, and also I have a very close Japanese friend who is pretty expert in eating sushi. I go to sushi a lot with him, probably twice a month. And he likes Persian food a lot. I used to take him to Persian restaurant in Carson City. I have some Brazilian friends here. They're pretty nice too. Actually, I'm a soccer player, so whenever I make a soccer team, I invite the Brazilians, friends to my team. So it's pretty nice, yeah. I don't regret to be here. The only problem I've ever had, only problem I'm feeling bad about it, is having my mom back there, back in Iran, and not getting to see her a lot. Sad thing is the travel ban. I can't see her anymore. She doesn't like to have voice call. She says, like, I don't like just hear voice. I need to see your face to see whether you're feeling good or not. Otherwise, from your voice, she says, oh, you're sick. So she's not comfortable having voice call. And I'm not too, because she's gonna get frustrated. She's gonna call back again and again to see whether I'm going good or not. Why I'm not showing my face? And you have to have a smile when you're talking to her, otherwise she's gonna get sad. I'm gonna find a way to see her more in the future. So I don't know how, but I'm gonna find a way.